Well, I'm with Gary Golden. Gary, massive commiserations today. A fantastic battling performance from your boys. You won the game and you really couldn't have done an awful lot more.
Well, maybe we could have. There were opportunities in the first half we let slip, and it's disappointing. But, you know, primarily, you know, our job is to win rugby games. If you can turn things around, you win them away from home as well. And we have done that in the last two away games against two outstanding teams in Gloucester and Wasps. You know, there's a great vibe back at Kingston Park. We had a full-out stadium against Saris, and it's disappointing. But, you know, teams like Northampton, Worcester and Quins have spent a year in the championship, and it's just very sad. And, I mean, it was always going to be a massively tough task, but I just think these guys just deserve a massive amount of credit for how hard they fought.
Absolutely. And in terms of, as you say, the game 10-0 down, to come back so strongly to score a try, be camped on Wasps line, score again at the end and very come close to two more. There were some massive periods where you guys really dominated.
Yeah, they were. I mean, just ask the question now, did I ever think we could get the four tries? And I thought if the first try that the TMO didn't allow, which obviously wasn't a try, I thought at that stage there was 17 minutes left, I really thought, you know, we had turned the tables. And again, you talk about us being 10-0 down, again something that's gone against us and through our fault, and again the guys didn't give up, and just unbelievable character, you know. And I'm just completely overawed with the character of these guys to never ever give up until quite literally the last minute of the game.
Obviously an incredibly emotional experience for you to have come here, to have had so many great results, picking up what, 15 points in your last five or six games? 19.
Yeah, I know, it's been special, and I've loved it. You know, I've loved the challenge. It's been a massive challenge I've never had to deal with before as a coach, but you know, just with great support staff and great people in the Northeast, I would so dearly have loved to have handed them the club back in the Premiership.
You just touched on it there, the fact that Harlequins, for example, under Dean Richards, were down and then re-kind of moulded the club and come top of the Aviva Premiership this year. And I think a lot of that was done in that season with slimlining the squad and bringing it forward.
And maybe that's a bit of a consolation as well, you know, in coming into this game is that, you know, things haven't gone well off the field for a couple of years now, 3 years now for Newcastle. They've been relegation candidates the whole time, and the truth of the matter is they were well prepared for relegation, and so were Quins the year that they went down, and everybody knows what happened there. So a year is a short period of time in rugby, and, you know, probably get back to winning ways in the Championship next year in Newcastle, and I've no doubt that they'll have all their supporters there.
Just finally, of course, we should touch on this, Gary, as well. There's at least a very decent chance that one of the teams that wins the championship won't fulfil the RFU's criterion, not until May the 21st. This is the rubber stamp, so they could yet stay up.
Well, they could, you know, and I would like to believe that if they do stay up, I hope we've been able to hand the club over to Dean in a